Hey on the streetlights. Hey in the sunshine. Back on the tube line. Hey on the touchline. Moving like fever. Spreading like an oil slick. Thicker than a house brick.
My main guest artist is Roger Daltrey. I'm presenting Quadrophenia of High Park in June. There has been a rumour that Bob Dylan is going to appear, and I just wanted you to know that he's going to play the frog. And if any of you really believe that Bob Dylan would appear in one of my plays, it obviously hasn't occurred to you how fucking hard it was to get Roger Daltrey to appear in one of my plays. Yeah, he's great, and it's going to be good fun. And I'm now practicing a couple of the tunes that I'm going to play. So. Yeah. John, when he was playing with Roger at the Carnegie Hall thing, and, 94, wasn't it? And he did a really good job on the song that I sang, and we talked about how I could do some of the things that I wanted to do on this tour, and he's made it possible for me to do them, and we're now getting into other places, so good things happening, and I'm really grateful to have a look.
That's a big, powerful growl you've got there.
You must play a really fucking mean game of football. I bet you'd really give me a good fuck up the fucking asshole, man. What?
Could wear a condom, please. We're going to do a song for people with slightly quieter voices.
That's a great voice, actually.
You should work on a cab rank.
Okay. Get out the fucking way, you little pig.
This is a song that's like so many, you know, is kind of about some spiritual stuff that started life as a song about a girl. And I'd give the same advice, actually, about the condom. Even in paradise. Now, this is a thing that appeared on an album called Shout. And it was a pretty heavy thing that I went through. I kind of was separated from my old lady for a number of years, and I got involved with a girl, and we stayed together. Shut up! We got together for a... You know, I'm telling you something, you don't want to fucking hear it, fuck off. I ended up kind of in a place where I could, you know, I couldn't do it, and I couldn't do without it, as they say. And I had to let it go. And it was very strange that I ended up learning a big lesson about what it is that you do when you hang your life on another human being. It's part of a search that we've all done it. I know even you guys with big voices have done it. The Shout. goodbye, lying by your side. Up in the eerie waters, the speedball paradise. And then one day, you drop dead. In that big, wide, empty hotel bed. And I kept saying, this is not my fault. I didn't do this. I was just in love.
Another Eddie Vedder tune.
and put on that. Every year is the same, I feel it again. I'm a loser, no chance to win. Leaves start falling, come down is calling. Loneliness starts sinking, but I'm one. And I can see that this is me. I will be, you'll all see, I'm the one. Where do you get those blue jeans? Faded back, secrets so tight. Where do you get that walk or so mean? The shoes and the shirts all just right. But I'm one. I'm one. And I can't see that this is me. I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. Without a case, I can't get that even 10 look on my face. Feel thin clothes and I'm playing in the crowd. Being so clumsy, voice too loud, but I'm one. I'm one. I can see. This is me, I will be, you'll all see, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one.
In my summer of 1976, I made an album with Ronnie Lane, who Rough Mix. And when I came out here in 93, I did a number of tunes from that album, but the one I loved the most was Hard to Hang On To, and I didn't come out. John's going to help me pretend to be the ailing Ronnie Lane. How is Ronnie? He's not great. He's confined to a wheelchair. You know, I've been doing this kind of running gag in the last three shows that I've done about the fact that Rod Stewart. Oh, that's good. That's good. You waste your fucking money and see the same show five times. I don't know. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. But just don't tell me what I'm going to say next, you know. Otherwise, you might be surprised. Because it might refer to you. Yeah, I love me too. It's taken me a long time to learn that, you know? We're going to do, hopefully, I spoke to Kenny Jones before I came away about maybe doing some kind of benefit for Ronnie. Rod Stewart looks after his serious bills, medical stuff and all that, but Rod's just finished a big tour, so we're going to wait for him to get his hair back to the right colour. And then we're going to try and do something, maybe sometime in July, I don't know, but if not, in the fall. The proceeds will be to try and keep Ronnie and his squaw in good shape. So think of him now, bless his heart, angel. Why did that do that?
Johnny boy, he's always popping at the bar. He sees life crystallized through his jaw. He says he only lives for beer, but this whole life is just a cry of fear. Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a life that's tainted new. Give me a heart to hang on to.
too. Yeah, let's pick this louder here, but piano. No, that thing. The piano's feeding that one.
Why should I care if I got to cut my hair? I got to move with the fashion of the outcasts. I know I should fight for my own man. He's really alright, and I'm still living back home, even though that won't last. Suit.
fucking Marx brothers did he? I did a song last year. It's one of the things that kind of got me thinking about doing some shows is I did this thing with Paul Simon at the piano. And I sang in, it's the first time I really played the piano on stage in front of the public. And I played this song, which is a song that I've played before on my own. I played it on guitar, but this is a kind of a piano version that I do when I'm sitting around at home. It comes out a bit different every time. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's complete and utter crap. With a bunch of other people, this VH1 thing, Honest Thing for Witness, and which is what got me over here to the States this trip. You probably know now what Witness is about. I didn't know much about it. I just knew that Peter Gabriel had something to do with it, and it seems to be a pretty cool item. But the history of my relationship with Peter Gabriel is that he's kind of been a fan of mine. And I he and I raised money for various things over the years, but principally for a cause called the Lincoln Trust, which paid money to various causes in South Africa. And as a result, hopefully, apart from activism and spreading news and everything else, the South African situation is now appreciably different to the way it was back in 1985. And so you've kind of unwittingly helped the ANC, whether you wanted to or not, by buying my records. But this song is called Old Shelby Well, and it's about that whole thing. It's a song from Iron Man, but you know, the link between Iron Man and what was going on in South Africa might not be obvious, but there is one. And it's really about the fact that in however bad a situation looks, there's always hope. And if you put the problem in the right hands, you get an answer. Thank you.
find it out of sight. But right under your nose, a revolution grows.
Thank you.
Yes, please. One, two, three. More top on my voice. This is a thing from my very first, is it my very first solo album? Yeah, called Pravadiga. O Pravadi God, the preserver and protector of our home. Come here, being are you, Lord, without end. None true beyond compare, and none can measure you. Without color, expression, no form, no attributes to name. You are limited and none can come your death. Imperishable beyond conception by our minds. None can divide you, oh God, you are eternal. None can feed you but with eyes divine.
Omnipresent, omnipresent, are you tired?
knowledge, knowing all. Even physically knowing, we can but tell. Long and wearying tour, I'll have learnt to play that properly. I played it a couple of times and it didn't go very well, so I thought it'd be better sitting down. It was a bit better sitting down at the time. This one's definitely alright in any position, this one. I want to say something about cowboy hats, actually. I read this thing in TV Guide about the fact that Garth Brooks now sells more records than other artists. For example, Michael Jackson, Frank Zappa, he sells more than Frank Zappa. But what's interesting about this is that what makes this so extraordinary is that Garth Brooks is a cowboy. You can tell he's a cowboy because he's got a hat on. You know, you listen to Garth Brooks records and they sound a bit like Billy Joel records. They sound a bit like Michael Jackson sometimes. But he sells a lot of records. And so in obedience to country music, which I've always loved, I'm going to play an old country and western song that I wrote when I was 17 and a half, I think that's when I wrote this, and I was contemplating the fact. Actually, the fact was is that nobody had asked asked me to marry them at all, but this is what I was going to say to them if they did. If you fucking asked me to marry you, this is what we would fucking say.
I told you I changed my mind. I got bored of playing the time. I know you thought you had me nailed, but I freed my head from the garden rails. Now it's a legal marriage. It's a legal marriage, baby. A legal marriage. My man's lost in a house of fun. Wedding gowns and candlelights, kitchen furnishings and houses, maternity clothes and baby's trousers. It's a it's a
song from Iron Man, but Iron Man, this is another one. those of you that don't read the newspapers or listen to the radio or any of those things may not know that Iron Man is currently the guy that directed the Tommy theatre show. Des McAnuff and I sold a script of Iron Man to Warner Brothers Feature Animation, and they're making a movie out of it. And if you've got, little kids who... He's good. Yeah. As he said the other day, it's so long since I've seen him. He said, I saw you on the television the other day, Dad. I said, yeah, that's what I do. And he went, oh, what, Snap, Crackle and Pop? Fuck knows what he's talking. So I said, listen, I'm driving at the school. Yeah. Tried to sort of look father-like. You know, there's some Snap, Crackle and Pop. Could have been an underwear ad or something. This is Friend is a Friend.
Get your hands in your friend.
Thank you. This is a song from the Empty Glass album. It's one that I really only recently managed to find a way of playing on stage. It's very, very difficult. And last time I was in New York, Marion Faithful told me she put it on a record. She did a great version of it, but it's a tricky thing to do live. And I'm using this open tuning thing, which helps me to play. Sometimes. I'm not making any promises here. You know, I don't do this for a living anymore. I've got a limo company and all kinds of stuff, you know. Start a kind of a pasta thing, you know, and a dinosaur theme park. And in fact, in LA, Bruce Willis came to talk to me about whether or not he could be involved, and I said no. I've already got a couple of other dinosaurs that are going to help me. And I've recently I can't tell you this, actually. I was just going to tell you something I can't tell you. Well, it's about my leg. It's about the leg. In San Francisco, I was wearing these fucking sandals. They're kind of sports sandals, you know, and it says, I think they're made by somebody called Tiga or something like that. Tiga. Anyway, it says on the blurb, you know, these sandals are for rafting or any kind of sports activity. We guarantee they will never come off your feet, whatever you do, right? So you're going over the rafts, up waterfalls, down, climbing mountains, you know, bungee jumping, landing, doing all that kind of tennis player stuff, you know, with a can of Pepsi Max in your hand. You know. You don't have Pepsi Max here, do you? Good stuff. Anyway, it will come, and I don't have shares in it. And anyway, at the end of this thing, I thought, hey, I'm going to do my Bruce Springsteen really funny thing. You know, like he used to do when he was a grown-up. Anyway, yeah, I did it once, right, and these fucking sandals, they wrapped themselves around the top of my feet. They didn't come off, but they wrapped themselves around the top of my feet. So I had to walk around. So you see, rock and roll is even more dangerous than rafting. Anyway, I'm an Animal is a song about being an animal.
See the past anymore.
losing my way.
Touching this. Shut up. Switch it on and off.
Thank you.
day's gonna come. If you live, your day will come. So child, don't mess with those pots and pans. They're gonna show it up in your pretty hands. If you live, your day will come.
I did do one other on the piano and then I'll just skip it. I do a song called Slit Skirts. I'm just 34 years old and I'm still wandering in the haze. Lost in a maze. I don't know why I felt I should have some kind of divine right to blues. It's simply not tears people need when they're the front page sad news. Thank you.
Every day you give a man, you got to tell her which she wants.
And then you get magic up and tell her the way she wants. And the times you talk in love and don't take you too tall.
You can't do a thing about it. Thank you.
blues, and I'm still bleeding.
Since I looked at my list, I've got a lot of songs with boy in the title. Most of which I wrote long after becoming something you don't describe as a boy. And quite a few of them about gender, you know. Whether being a boy necessarily means that you're male or female or something in between. And you know, this whole creative thing, you know, is when you're an artist, when you're a writer, you know, if you're going to write this, you know, cast your mind to it. If you're going to write a story about a man and a woman in love, you know, what do? You know, you have to try and put yourself in each place and write the story so that there's a kind of authenticity to it.
Yeah.
And but one of the other things that comes out is, you know, which has been very difficult for me in my years with The Who was a kind of a boys' band. And, you know, we were kind of a bunch of tough nuts, and nobody fucked with us, and, you know. But this song, which I wrote when I was about 19, about Roger sang quite happily, and it's about a boy who dresses up as a girl, you know. So you know, I think I need to go on Howard Stern to talk about this.
How big's your dick, Pete?
About twice the length of yours, Howard. I've seen yours, and we don't call that big where I come from. We call your ratings big, we call your dick medium. This is where all this kind of stuff begins, you know. None of that's true, or I don't mean anything by it. It's all, he's very big and powerful, and I love him. This is to preface, you know, with this kind of song. It's supposed to come from the irony. I'm a boy at school. My nose is bigger than Howard Stern's.
One girl's called Jean Marie, another little girl's called Felicity, another little girl is Sally Joy, the other was me, and I'm a boy. My name is Bill on a head case. They practice making up on my face. I feel lucky if I get trousers to wear. Spend ages taking hairpins from my hair. I'm a boy, but my mother won't admit it. I'm a boy, but if I say I am, put your fucker
put this wig on, little boy. If I say I am, I get it.
Don't you break my heart? You never sacrificed to me. Thank you. away the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain, like the sweat of lovers laid in the fields. Love.
Bye.